Happy Thirsty Thursday. I'm very thirsty today because it's so hot. Not thirsty for attention, that's for sure. I can't wait to move far, far away from people and just have a small house and a yard full of dogs. Losing a dog really puts things into perspective. I've only had to put away one, and then I lost one in my divorce. Actually, I was accused of abandoning it, which doesn't make any sense. With that being said, you know, after I got out of my marriage, you know, I realized how narcissistically abused I was because he saw that my dad abused me and he assumed it would be okay for him too, and I didn't know any better. And, you know, he lied on our marriage license, and that's like a contract, and I don't see how people don't take it more seriously. I've been wondering if and when I save enough money, if I should just get a lawyer and sue for being so traumatized, especially over the lies he told about me abusing him when I'm the one that has police record of and witnesses of him doing so. I never touched him. I never even tried to go up to him and his ex or anything. All I was ever doing was begging for the truth. I actually got emails and Instagram accounts made saying that I was crazy, that I should kill myself, that I was a stalker, that I was a dog thief. I mean, just so many things that are just so not true, but what they accuse you of is what they're actually guilty of. I've really learned that the hard way. And now that I'm talking to a lot of my old friends again, you know, it's like, I knew they'd come around because I knew I always was a good friend. Because the same thing happened to them. It's like they married a narcissist. And now we're all like healing, helping each other heal through all this trauma. And, I mean, it literally says in the Bible that you will be hated for standing up for the truth. They will call you crazy. Everything that they've done to me is stuff that they said they would do to us in the end of times because we're standing up for the truth. And the churches are actually guilty too because they're not standing up for anything either. They're sticking up for man's laws, and nothing is above God's law. Nothing is above actually Jesus himself. Jesus can do whatever he wants. If he wants to work on the Sabbath, he'll work on the Sabbath. Jesus trumps all laws. Jesus trumps Moses' laws, and God knows our heart. That's why I'm not worried about not being saved or not being married. But, you know, the people that lie are the ones that should be worried. The people that have lied should be the ones that are worried. Because everything that I said was going to happen, everything has happened. And I know, like, I know that you can talk to Jesus. I know that you can talk to God. And they're going to call, they'd rather say we're crazy for that while they are too busy talking to aliens, aka demons. This is a clown world we live in, a clown world. And, everything's just back assward, but everything's not about money and power. And I have the truth on my side. And I was just speaking to a friend of a friend who's a lawyer, and I've been, you know, looking up at all these cases and how women are suing for being abused. And it's like, yeah, and my name was totally slandered and I was totally lied about. It was just ridiculous. And it's like, I'm not even the one that stalks these people. It's like, they just could stop listening to me and then they wouldn't have anything, you know, to think about. I don't understand. It's like, I don't think I'm doing it. People do so much worse. Everything that I got was like public. You know, when you like search someone's name, like pictures automatically come up, like it's public. Like, nothing I ever got was, like, private. That's what's insane. So it's like, I would, you know, since I'm so traumatized, but not trusting people, especially after what I've been through. It's like, yeah, I should, when I have the time and the energy, talk to a lawyer about suing. Because I think, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I feel so taken advantage of by the system and by the state because everything was a lie. But I guess, you know, the truth is what hated is what is hated now. They will fall for the deception and not the truth. That's just exactly what's happening now. But anyways, yeah, I can't wait to get out of California. I think there's going to be mass exodus. Exodus? I don't know, whatever. I'm exhausted. I've been cleaning all day. But just remember, life's short. Jesus, God can take your breath at any moment. No one is guaranteed the next day. No one is guaranteed tomorrow. Do you have any friends I know that have lost their husbands in their sleep? It's kind of sad. But a lot, and I've lost so many friends the past 5 years, at least 5 close ones. Yeah, it's insane. R.I.P. Kimin, R.I.P. my doggy. I really hope all dogs go to heaven, but I think they do, because I don't think it'd be heaven without them. I think dogs are actually a piece of heaven. They come down just for a while. And their years are 1 to 7. Do you notice that? 1, 7, 17. I don't know. I definitely think, like I said, the aliens are already here. And they've been so posts that they're noticing that the sun is white now. It's not even orange anymore. The signs will be in the sky. Keep looking up. Lilas, Lilab. And God bless you. Remember, wherever 2 or more people gather in Jesus' name, like we are right now, He is here. He is here with us. God, please forgive us for our sins and let us be saved because You gave up Your life for us. We're saved by Your blood and Your grace. Amen.